In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salem Al-Shammer.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. And you will see the sun when it rises, turning away from their cave to the right. And if you want, you lend them the left hand.
They are in a gap from it.
That is one of the signs of God.
Whoever God guides is the one who is guided.
And whoever leads astray, you will not find for him a guardian or guide. And you will see the sun, O Muhammad, when it rises, turning away from their cave.
Look at him from the right. Because it does not affect boys. If it sets, it leaves them in the north. Do not infect them.
And the boys who took shelter in him had plenty of room for him.
We did what we did to these boys. Of God's arguments and evidence for his creation.
Whoever God helps to be guided by his verses and proofs. He is the one who has followed the path of truth.
Whoever God leads astray from his signs and evidence.
You, Muhammad, will not find him a friend or an ally to guide him to harm her.
You think they are awake while they are asleep. We turn them right and left.
And their dog spread his arms while hunting.
If I had seen them, I would have fled from them.
And I was filled with terror from them.
And you count, O Muhammad, these boys. The ones whose story we told you.
Wake up while they are asleep. And we turn these boys over in their sleep.
Once for the right side and once for the left side.
Their dog extended his arms at the door of the cave.
If you saw them in their sleep in their cave,
I would have managed to escape from them.
When you discovered them, you filled yourself with fear.
Because God clothed them with prestige.
Likewise, we sent them to inquire among themselves.
One of them said, How long did you stay?
They said, We stayed for a day or part of a day.
They said, Your Lord knows best how long you have tarried.
So send one of you with this paper of yours to Medina.
Let him see which one has the purest food.
May he bring you sustenance from him.
Be kind and let no one make you feel uncomfortable.
If they appear to you, they will stone you or send you back.
Or they will return you to their religion.
Then you will never succeed.
We also laid these boys to rest in the cave.
So we protected them from reaching them.
Thus we raised them from their sleep.
Let us know them, our great authority.
To ask each other.
One of them said to his companions, How long did you stay?
The others answered him and said,
We stayed for a day or part of a day.
They thought that was so.
And the others said,
Your Lord knows best how long you have tarried.
So send one of you with this paper of yours
to the city of Ephesus.
Let him see which of its people has the most lawful and purest food.
Let him bring you sustenance from him that you may eat.
And be gentle in buying it and on its way.
And he entered the city.
And no one knows you.
Dicaeanus and his companions.
If they appear to you,
they know where you are.
They will stone you verbally.
Or they will return you to their religion.
So you become infidels by worshipping idols.
You will not realize permanent survival
and eternity in heaven during the days of your life.
If you return to their religion,
we also found them.
To know that God's promise is true.
And there is no doubt about the hour.
As they dispute among themselves their affairs.
They said, Build a building over them.
Their Lord knows best about them.
He said, Those who have mastered their affairs.
We will make a mosque over them.
And just as we resurrected them after their long slumber.
To ask among themselves.
They will increase their insight with the great power of God.
We also showed them to the team
who were in doubt
of God's ability to revive death.
They know that God's promise is true.
They are certain that the hour is coming, of which there is no doubt.
Those we informed of the companions of the cave said,
Build a structure over them.
The Lord of the boys knows best about the boys and their affairs.
The people who prevailed in the matter of the companions of the cave said,
We will make a mosque over them.
the author of this article disagreed. Are the Muslims more important or the infidels? They will say 3, the fourth of which is their dog. They say 5, the sixth of which is their dog. Stoning unseen. They say 7 and the eighth of them is their dog. Say, my Lord knows best their number. Only a few know them. Do not dispute among them except outright dissent. And do not question them. Do not ask any of them to consult you. Some of those who delve into the matter of the young man from the companions of the cave will say, there are 3 of them, the fourth of whom is their dog. Some of them say, there are 5 of them, the sixth of whom is their dog. Slander with uncertainty. Some of them say, they are 7 and the eighth is their dog. Say, O Muhammad, to those who said these words, my Lord knows their number. Only a few of his creation know their number. Do not argue with the people of the book regarding the number of the people of the cave. Tell them what I make permissible for you. And tell them it is not what you say. You do not know their number. Do not ask for a fatwa regarding the waiting period of the young men from the companions of the cave. None of the people of the book. Because they do not know their kit. And do not say about anything, I will do that tomorrow. Unless God wills. And remember your Lord if you forget. And say, may my Lord guide me. To be closer to adulthood than this. And do not say, O Muhammad, for anything. I will do that tomorrow. As I told those who asked you. About the matter of the companions of the cave. And the issues they asked you about. I will tell you about it tomorrow. This is a discipline from God to his prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. Isn't he certain that what happens is a thing? Unless he reaches it, God willing. Unless you say with him, God willing. And remember your Lord if you neglect mentioning him. And say, maybe God will guide me. He will reward me with the lion of what I promised you. And I told you that it will happen if he wants. They stayed in their cave for 300 years. And they increased their pursuit. Say, God knows best how long they remained. To him belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth. I see and hear it. They have no guardian other than him. He does not involve anyone in his ruling. The companions of the cave remained in their cave, resting. Until God sent them. 309 years. Say, Muhammad. God knows best how long they stayed after taking their souls. After they were raised from their sleep. To this day. Only God knows that. God sees everything that exists. He listens to everyone who hears. Nothing is hidden from him. There is no creation other than their Lord. And he takes care of their affairs and their management. He does not make God a partner in his judgment and judgment. Rather, he is the only one to rule and judge them. And recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord. There is no changing his words. You will not find a united person without him. And follow, Muhammad. What has been revealed to you from this book of your Lord? And do not leave the recitation. And follow what is in it of God's commands and prohibitions. There is no one who can change what he promises with his words. Which was revealed to you by the people of his sins. And you, O Muhammad, you have not recited what was revealed to you from the book of your Lord. You will have the promise of God, in which he promised the transgressors. You will not find anything without God, a habitat you seek, and a rate that you change from it to. O Muhammad, be patient with your companions, those who call on their Lord. In the morning and evening. With praise and praise. And cheering and praying. By doing so, they want a face. They do not want a worldly offer. And do not take your eyes off them. Who I commanded you, O Muhammad. Be patient with them. To the nobles of the polytheists. This is from the book of your Lord. You want to babysit them? The greats and the nobles. And do not obey, Muhammad, the one who occupied his heart, by disbelieving in our remembrance. From the infidels who asked you. The monks expel those who call on their Lord. He chose himself to obey his Lord. This was what was ordered. We neglected his heart from mentioning us. Sarfa has gone too far. He lost that right and perished. And say the truth from your Lord. Whoever wishes, let him believe. And whoever wishes, let him disbelieve. We are used to it. For the wrongdoers there is a fire. Its pavilions surrounded them. And if they seek help, they are fed with water. Like delay, it turns faces. It is an evil drink and a bad condition. And say, O Muhammad, she has friends. Those whose hearts we have neglected our remembrance. The truth, O people, is from your Lord. And to him is success and disappointment. If you wish, believe. If you wish, disbelieve. For if you disbelieve, we have prepared fire for you. Its pavilion surrounds you. It is a wall of fire. He surrounds them like the Fustat marquee. Even if these wrongdoers seek help, on the day of resurrection, he will ask for water. They are fed with water like rainwater. It is Thayb and fresh water. Pus and black blood were said. It was said that he who has finished is free. That boils the water with which they cover their faces. This water is miserable to drink. This fire became worse. Those who believe and do righteous deeds. We do not waste the reward of those who do good deeds. Those who believe in God and His Messenger. They worked in obedience to God. We do not waste the reward of those who do good deeds. So he obeyed God. Rather, we reward him with his obedience and good deeds. Gardens of Eden. Those have the Gardens of Eden. Rivers flow beneath them. They are adorned with gold bracelets. They wear green clothes made of silk. And I stayed there, reclining on the sofas. Yes, the reward and a good facility. For those who believe and do righteous deeds. Orchards of residence in the afterlife. Rivers flow without them and before them. They wear gold bracelets as jewelry. They wear green clothes made of fine brocade. And what is thicker than it and thicker? Reclining in the gardens of Eden, rejoicing in the gardens. Yes, the reward is the Garden of Eden. These couches are excellent in these gardens that are described as a recliner mentioned in this verse. Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.